Good morning and welcome to a pledge edition of Mountain Money, the whodunit pledge drive Mountain Money show. This is Larry Warren along with Doug Wells in this morning, and we are working on a generous challenge grant this hour from Park City Mountain Resort. So one of our guests this hour, our main guest, and then he will be introducing his own guests. We have Andy Miller from Park City Mountain Resort joining Doug and I.
Guys, good morning.
I walked in and the call center was ringing off the hook, so we've got a tough act to follow after your first couple hours.
But you're going to be able to do it because we have PCMR swag this morning. We have lift tickets to Park City Mountain Resort, summer and winter. We're going to pair up one of each for you for a $150 donation, or two of each for you at the $250 level. And this hour only, special add-on. Andy, describe this. It's gorgeous.
This is our special commemorative 50th anniversary travel coffee mug. I think we've got 25 of these for the first 25 pledges.
First 25 callers, we will add on the 50th anniversary mug.
Keeps the hot hot and the cold cold.
And this is really a high-tech device. It's a blue anodized stainless steel, and you don't have to line up. Larry, you and I were looking at it. You drink from any end of the cup, and it just kind of fills it up. You have to kind of see it.
It's especially good. Yeah, it's especially good when you're bleary-eyed, as you would be as you were reaching for your first coffee.
I gave up coffee a month ago, but this cup makes me want to go back to drinking coffee.
Or you can drink something cold in it as well. So please support KPCW during our pledge drive. We only come to you twice a year, and this hour we are talking to Andy Miller and other folks who will be dropping by from Park City Mountain Resort. And Andy, what's the summer been like so far?
Great, except until these last few weeks. We have some rainy weather, that kind of monsoon season the last few weeks. So it's been some cloudy days up there on the mountain, but overall a tremendous summer for us.
But really everybody in town has said this has been about the busiest summer ever.
And I've heard that I think the last couple summers, so word keeps getting out about Park City being the place to be in the summertime, and we are happy about that.
Well, and you know, the good thing about the rain being behind us is if you're doing outdoor activities, the dirt, I mean, it sounds funny to talk about the dirt. We spend a lot of time in the winter talking about the snow.
We want the dirt not to show in the winter.
The dirt's in good condition. If you're doing anything on your bike or hiking, it's not dusty out there. It's just absolutely great. And you know, the monsoon season's behind us now.
There we go. And we're going strong. And of course, so many of our summer activities go well beyond Labor Day weekend. We're open until into mid-October. I think October 19th is our last day of summer and fall operations this year. So plenty of coaster and alpine slide rides yet to get this year.
And are they open daily, or do you go to a weekend schedule?
No, we are open daily. Town Lift will go to a weekend schedule, I think, shortly after Labor Day weekend. But our base area activities will be 7 days a week.
What about your lift for mountain bikes? Are those going to be weekend only, or those stay open daily?
I think those will be open because you're talking about Crescent Lift in addition to Town Lift. So I think Crescent will be operating 7 days a week as well. But, of course, all that information at parkcitymountain.com. The website knows much more than I do.
And I'm going to put you on the spot regarding knowing much more and more info on the website. Mm-hmm. I bought a season pass for the bike lift last year, and I was surprised how reasonable it was. Can you let listeners know? It's a little late to buy a season pass for the bike lift this year, but for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'll be doing it again next year. We've had a successful last couple summers with it, and really affordable. I think it was around $50, I believe.
It was crazy cheap. And,
yeah.
And Larry, you know I'm kind of a frugal guy, so for me to say it was crazy cheap is really saying
something.
Frugal's
a polite way to put it. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Hey, let's get our phone volunteers busy at 649-9004. Lisa Allison, Pat Mitchell, and Darlene the DJ are answering the phones at this hour during the Park City Mountain Resort Challenge. We have summer and winter lift tickets to PCMR. We also are opening up the pledge drive to all the great premiums you expect at various levels. $25 donations get you several things, and $75 gets you more, $50 as well. Restaurants, other swag at every level. We would encourage you to call and tell us at what level you wish to pledge, and then our phone volunteers can tell you what we have available. Also want to thank Deer Valley Snow Park Bakery this morning for keeping everybody well fed in the pledge room and in the corner air studio. We appreciate their help every year in keeping us fed in the giving us the sugar buzz in the morning hours.
Well, and you know, it seems like Monday morning, there are some killer deals on donating and supporting the station Monday morning. I'll just give out a couple examples. And I think it's crazy how generous the station and how generous the community is supporting this pledge drive with all these giveaways. For a $100 donation, just as an example, you can get a $50 certificate for River Horse and a $50 certificate for the Egyptian. Those are both probably two venues most people in Park City are going to do at least once a year. Or similarly, $50 from 350 Main and a pair of Eccles tickets for the winter. Those are events that most of us do every year anyway. So it's a great way to support the station and get some good gimmies out of it as well.
Absolutely. 649-9004. Let's get the phone ringing so we can collect on the challenge grant from Park City Mountain Resort. Remember, this hour only, you can get the cool limited edition 50th anniversary mug that commemorates 50 great years of skiing at Park City Mountain Resort, and another winter coming up. We've explained on the news what the situation is regarding the ongoing litigation, so we've covered that subject and not going to get into it at this time. And who do you have coming up, Andy?
I've got, we've got a couple friends of mine from PCMR joining us in a couple minutes. First up will be Dave March, who works with me on our marketing team, and he's going to be talking about a really cool trail running event we're hosting the 4th and 5th of October. The North Faces Endurance Challenge Series is coming to Utah for the very first time. And we're hosting a series of trail runs on the mountain those 2 days. Just about any distance you could possibly imagine running, we'll be hosting over those 2 days. Dave will have a little bit more. And Mike Thurgood with our ski and snowboard school will also be joining us, talking about our various adult camps and clinics and academies for skiers and snowboarders that are actually online and enrolling now. We've already had some people signing up for them for this upcoming winter season. So Mike will have some details about those.
Terrific. So we will be talking about all things PCMR this hour. And please give Lisa Allison, Pat Mitchell, and Darlene a call in the pledge room, 649-9004. And do you have a projected opening date for skiing? We're starting to feel, sadly, it's still summer. Of course, we don't want to speed things up too much.
I've got it circled in a big red Sharpie pen on my calendar at home. November 22nd is our scheduled opening day for the 2014-15 season, and we're inside of 100 days of that now if you're keeping score at home. This past Thursday was the 100 days to opening day landmark for us on the calendar, so it's sneaking up close. We'll be here before we know it.
Well, we can wait 100 days, though. We're not yeah. done with summer yet.
We do enjoy the summer. You know, I was on Armstrong and Ham's Trail on Thursday, mm-hmm. and I saw the first tree that was starting to change color. So here it is, middle of August when I was on my ride.
I saw a bunch of pictures on Facebook and Instagram this weekend from that. It's coming.
It is.
So just want to remind everybody, we come to you twice a year only, 5 days in the summer, 5 days in the winter, and that provides 25% of our funding for the whole year. So it brings you all the ski reports, the ski team news, brings you news about the youth racers on the mountain all winter long, and brings you the news from city council, from county council, everything you need to know about planning issues, about the Tesoro pipeline, about traffic, about weather, everything else on KPCW, supported by you. Our high today expected to be 85 under mostly sunny skies and about a 30% chance tonight of thunderstorms. We initially thought we were in for a full week of sunshine, but it is a little cloudy coming up in the evening hours, and it was a little cloudy, mostly burned off this morning.
I'll tell you what, Saturday and Sunday, I don't think I saw a cloud in the sky all day. Andy, I see you've got a donor slip in front of you.
I've got my very first thank you. And I got to say, I think my favorite part about this particular summer pledge drive is it does not involve pouring a bucket of ice water over your own head. That's an added perk just for everybody out there to keep in mind. But I do want to say thank you to Donnie Novell at Park City Transportation, who checked in with a donation. And she says she wants her PCMR hat.
I think I've got a couple PCMR hats.
Right. I was going to say, I think I've got a PCMR hat guy who might be able to help her out.
And we'll fix you up also with the 50th anniversary mug, a coffee mug in, what color did you call it? Cobalt blue?
Something like that.
Something
anodized
like that.
Blue, I
anodized
think.
Anodized cobalt blue. Gorgeous.
I like cobalt blue. I think that's
we'll
more
call,
descriptive.
We'll call it cobalt
blue. It is a nice cup.
So 649-9004, looking for your donation to support public radio at $250 level. We'll throw in two summer and two winter tickets to Park City Mountain Resort. Or for $150, we'll send you one summer and one winter ticket. You know you're going to have company visiting, and you know you're going to want to salt away some passes, so why not do it now and support public radio as you're doing it? And Andy, why don't you lean into the mic and let's introduce our next guest.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only
drum roll.
Dave March, Senior Marketing Manager at Park City Mountain Resort.
I like that. Was a heck of an intro. Very nice.
It was.
Dave, welcome.
Nicest I've ever had.
Now, we heard a little bit about from Andy just tantalizing us with the North Face Endurance Challenge. What all does that involve? This is a first for your
resort. It's a first
for
our resort, yeah. And so it's part of a six state series that they're doing. So they've got some in New York and Washington, D.C., Wisconsin, California, and then they have a section in Ontario up in Canada. So we're psyched to have the North Face Endurance Challenge here. It's a two-day event. It's a Saturday, Sunday in October 4th and 5th. And there's seven different race disciplines. And,
yeah, so what are the components of this?
Saturday is basically what they're considering kind of the long day. So we've got a 50-miler, which is quite insane, with part of that actually heading out.
This is trail running.
This is all trail running.
This is not on a wheeled
no
bicycle. This
sure.
is on your feet.
Yeah, so the 50-miler is the pretty wild one. That's a 4 or 5 a.m. start, believe it or not, with, I think, a 15-hour cutoff. That one goes primarily through our resort. It does have a handful of miles, 10 or 50 miles or so, I believe, over in Deer Valley with our friends over there. So big component there. Then we also have the 50K as well on that Saturday. And then we have a marathon and a marathon relay. So if you're not into the whole 26.2 on your own.
Now, is this just for elite athletes, or can anyone test their mettle?
Anyone can test it. It's open to entire public. And then Sunday, if you're not into the really long ones, we've got a 10K, a half marathon, a 5K, and we actually have a kids run. So we're
And what
we're
time do those start? I'm guessing that's
Those are staggered. Yeah, there's a 7, a 9, I think even 11 a.m. So a little bit more feasible for the early morning
So
folks.
Those of us on a more leisurely Park
yes.
City schedule, that's our day. Sunday's the day.
And we do have a kind of a unique locals code. So if people do want to enter online, we've got a web portal on our event site as well as the North Face. But if folks are interested in a 15% off discount, it's PCMR14. PCMR14 gets you 15% off any of those event disciplines.
Now go over those cities again, because or the states. Most of them made sense, but the one that kind of jumped out, Larry, you and I both have some roots in Wisconsin. And I don't think of, having just been there a couple weeks ago, I don't think of Wisconsin as ultra-marathon territory.
Well, and I don't know exactly which venue is where, but some of them are on, state parks, some are in forest land, some are simply in the city. I know the New York one's about 30 miles outside of the city, and believe it or not, that's one of their most challenging courses, I do believe.
But well, racing through the North Woods of Wisconsin would be pretty fun, especially in October, whenever it is. When is it there?
The Wisconsin one is almost coming up soon. It's September 13th and 14th.
Okay, well, that fall color will be at its peak then.
It will be, and they probably also have the Oscar Mayer truck there at the breaks if anybody wants a healthy hot dog along the way.
Well, now you've opened it up so that I can brag and say I have met, I know, Oscar Mayer.
See, that's why we're a good team. Do you think that was by accident, my friend?
There is an actual Oscar Mayer. I used to work in Madison, Wisconsin, and Oscar probably, I don't know, Oscar.
It was the son, right?
Oscar the fourth or the fifth, fourth, yeah. Probably, by the time I met him. But that's a story for another day. Right now, we're talking about raising funds for KPCW at 649-9004. And we couldn't also do these programs without our great underwriters. So let's take a break for underwriters, and then we'll be back to continue talking about all things PCMR.
St. Regis Big Stars Bright Nights Concert Series wraps up August 30th with Vince Gill and the Time Jumpers, Nashville's best and brightest studio musicians, at the Deer Valley Amphitheater. Gates open at 5:30, concert starts at 7. Tickets start at $45. Call 655-3114. Brought to you by the not-for-profit Park City Institute, entertaining, illuminating, and educating since 1998. A KPCW supporter.
Juniper Landing is proud to support our local radio station, KPCW. Juniper Landing is a new, whole ownership townhome community located at the base of Canyons Resort, adjacent to the Waldorf Astoria Park City, with a model open daily. Our website is juniperlandingparkcity.com.
This hour of music programming is brought to you by Jones, Waldo, Holbrook, and McDonough, a Park City law firm.
Welcome back to Mountain Money on KPCW. This is the Park City Mountain Resort Challenge Grant Hour. They've come in with a generous challenge grant, and we hope you will call and answer our call to donate to KPCW and get some great swag for yourself. At the same time, we're adding on the 50th anniversary mug to any donations this hour. You can pledge and get thank you gifts of lift tickets to Park City Mountain Resort. You can get restaurant certificates to any number of great Park City restaurants. And you know, Doug, I wanted to mention this morning from the River Horse, our friend Seth Adams was on the Today Show.
Really?
Cooking on the Today Show.
Very
so
cool.
So quite an honor for Seth and great recognition for River Horse. I know Zane Holmquist from Stein's has also cooked on the Today Show. So,
and they had, I think, somebody from Deer Valley. Oops, sorry, I didn't know this is PCMRs, but they also had somebody from the Today Show. I wonder what it is with Park City calling in these chefs.
It's just become a mecca for fine dining, and that's the there's nothing wrong with that kind of reputation.
Not at all.
So Seth was on this morning cooking up crab cakes. Not exactly a Utah product, but nonetheless put a Utah spin on it with Utah roasted corn and some other goodies.
Well, the next time I'm at the River Horse, I'll have to try the crab cakes. Indeed. In fact, if you want to donate, we got to get that back. The River Horse is on this sheet somewhere. What is it?
$100 donation.
You get $50 to the River Horse and $50 to the Egyptian. That should buy a couple of orders of crab cakes.
That's a date right there, dinner and theater right on Main Street. Other events coming up at Park City Mountain Resort, Dave March.
Yes, tonight is our fourth and final Monday night movie on the mountain. So we're screening for free The Princess Bride tonight. So roughly 8:30, 8:45.
I have not made it to these. How do you pull this off?
Well, fortunately, I think we've got some nice sun for this evening. The first two, unfortunately, we got a little too wet. So last week with the Goonies was the first official one, and tonight's Princess Bride. But, yeah, we have an outdoor screen. We do it in the Kids Corral, the Signature 3 grassy area by the Magic Carpets right there in the plaza. And it's been great. We probably had 200-plus folks last night with blankets, and we've got a little vending machine out there with some popcorn and some beverages and some snacks. And, yeah, bring a blanket. It's free. Bring the family and come on out.
Nice. So 8:30, 8:45?
Yeah, 8:30, 8:45 start, and then we'll, you know, screen it until it's over.
Right.
Very good. And Mike Thurgood from the Ski and Snowboard School will be coming in to join us in a little bit. Just want to remind you, it's not too early to look online at kpcw.org. Follow the tabs to the online auction. Tons of great items at the online auction. How about a day in the life of a Park City local a mountain biking package. This includes everything you need for mountain biking, and you wind up at a Big Stars Bright Nights concert in the evening. So thousands, not thousands, but many, multiple dozens of items available to auction.
And it's kind of an eBay format, right? You used to be you had to call in on Saturday to do it, and a couple of years ago we moved away from that, so you just bid whenever you want.
Exactly, and it will close when we close up the fund drive on Friday afternoon at 6 o'clock. So please check that out all week long. Find your favorite items and make sure yours is the winning bid toward the end of the week. Also want to let you know that in the next hour, our community challenge will be hosted by the People's Health Clinic. Nan and crew will be coming in to talk about the mission and goals of the People's Health Clinic and see if they can drum up some donations for KPCW.
So let's go back to Dave and Andy here for a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your story. How did you get involved in PCMR and what were you doing before? And Dave, let's start with you.
Yeah, I came out to Park City as an intern to work in the ski industry. So originally from Massachusetts, and grew up skiing and ski racing, and always wanted to get out of New England a little bit and see what the snow offered. And yeah, Park City kind of has everything here. And I've been here since 2000. Came over to the PCMR team here just this spring. So
when you were in Massachusetts and you were thinking various places that would be cool to live, so let's just keep it to states as opposed to resorts. What were kind of the top two or three?
I did not know much about Utah. I grew up in Massachusetts, skied a lot in Maine, certainly in Vermont, and as a youngster out there, you kind of hear a little bit of California and you hear Colorado, so those were kind of hot spots. But had some local friends that had moved out to Salt Lake City, and had the old American Skiing Company connection here.
Now, how long ago was that? That when you were in school, you heard a lot about California and Colorado, but not Utah.
Probably just in general, middle school, probably into high school as well.
How many years ago was that? A decade ago?
Yeah, 90s.
Okay. So, and what do you think kids out east now? Do you think Utah's definitely on
the
map?
And this was all pre, the O2 games. Pre-Olympics. So yeah. I think ever since then, obviously we've seen a boom. But I think just in general, as employees and folks of town, our goal is to get more folks out here. And I think just in general, we've seen
it.
That. Yeah,
I think
that's been successful. And each year we do a little bit better and want them to come and get their first experience, because we know once they come first, they'll certainly come back again.
And what are some of the more effective ways to get the word out about PCMR? Are you finding social media to be more important than print, or is still print media really important?
Yeah, print's still involved. Certainly it's not the number one focus or the only focus, I should say, as it used to be, but it's certainly part of the tabulation there. I think certainly social media. I think some of the fun, exciting events that we do, like the Olympic team naming during the Grand Prix and some of our World Cups. I think some of those larger events on the international and world stage, that all come with television, is certainly a fun piece as well.
So, if take us behind the scenes, what does it take to get a World Cup event at PCMR? I mean, people may not think of it, but I would imagine it's quite competitive. There's other resorts that would love to host it as well.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think first and foremost, we've got the venue. I think the resort on the whole has, put the time and the effort and dedication into. I think the history from, America's opening to the 2002 Olympics, certainly we've proven that we can do it, our race crew, our mountain team, and then top to bottom, everyone that's involved with those events. Partnering with the USSA has been great. They wouldn't look to a resort that doesn't have that infrastructure and the dedication to helping the athletes grow in that regard. And the entire iRide Park City, our terrain park team, the pipe and slope venues that we do have, I think they're world renowned now, and it's just become kind of a staple event for the resort and the town.
And I think people will be surprised. The World Cup doesn't pay you to come here.
Correct.
I mean, you guys, it's a huge expense for you guys. It's a big investment.
It is.
And in fact, you have to pay some sponsorship to the World Cup in order to get it.
Yeah, there's dynamics in play where, fair amount of the costs are on USSA. The majority of those are on the host resort. There's certainly some sponsorship pieces within that. We certainly get some help from the city here with the special events grant, and the Utah Sports Commission is helpful as well. I mean, there's a few pieces. But, at the end of the day, it's a resort-funded event, the majority of it.
And do you see that as a critical component of your marketing communication, not only to a North American audience, but worldwide?
Yeah, and I think, you know, whether it's, you know, slope style or half pipe skiing or snowboarding, which this year's event will be, it'll be all four as opposed to last year was just the ski component. It's critical to the international television market. It's critical to the domestic and the U.S. market here. I think, you know, between, you know, the Sean Whites and the Sage Kotzenbergs and, you know, Josh Christensen and all those folks that have now, you know, become medalists. It's ingrown to us, and it's, you know, we've got medalists that live and grow and are homebred here from town.
Let's talk about that. Certainly PCMR was mentioned and Park City in general was mentioned over and over and over again from the Sochi Olympics. And yes, our homegrown PCMR athletes were at the top of the standings.
Yeah, and Andy just showed us a note the other day from, what, Salt Lake Tribune?
That's right.
Sage and Joss and
right.
Ted Ligety, another PCMR athlete, were co-named the
11th most influential sports personalities in the state of Utah this year.
Wow.
But
I'm curious
who would have been higher.
I guess maybe jazz players or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
This went beyond you know, players and you
yeah,
know,
it was people who owned teams,
owners, exactly.
And
exactly.
All directors.
So they did
so,
pretty well to rank
you know,
that high on that list.
For winter athletes, in when you're competing for sports attention from football, Pac-12 football, and the like.
Yeah.
That's quite a high ranking, yes.
It was fun to watch the medal count in Sochi this year, and I lost track, or I forget where we finished finally, but for a while there, Park City Mountain Resort was 12th or 13th in the medal standings.
Yeah, if PCMR was its own
medals.
Nation,
yeah,
it would have beaten.
We were ahead of Austria there for a while. I think they nipped us at the end, but we were doing pretty well.
pretty stunning. So what are the marquee, the big events, Dave, this winter, the ones that make national TV? What are the things that put PCMR on the map nationally and internationally that are coming up in the winter?
Yeah, I think that one, in terms of television, it's the Grand Prix. This year it's going to be a World Cup. It's a free skiing and snowboarding Grand Prix, so it is ski and snowboard half pipe as well as slope style. So that will be February 26th through March 4th. March 1st, so it's a four-day final this year. That's our biggest one. And then we've got some of the few events we started a few years ago. We've got Snowasis, which is kind of a 10-day festival the last week of March into April for families and kids, a little bit more youth-oriented, which, you know, we've got kids' après events. We'll do our spring concert series in the Saturdays in the spring. We'll have the kind of our historic, you know, Santa and holiday events, the torchlight parades, and some of those as well. We've got a handful of other terrain park events that we're buttoning up with some additional sponsors. So
okay,
more to come.
We need your calls at 649-9004 to make our challenge grant come true from Park City Mountain Resort, and we appreciate their generosity in bringing lift tickets that we can give you for your pledge to KPCW, restaurants, all sorts of goodies.
We've got a lot of whistling coming from the pledge room, but not enough phones ringing.
It's
so call in now,
ringing,
649-9004.
You know, there's also some a few shared ride shuttles still available left from before.
That's another bargain, by the way.
And that is something you can call and ask our phone volunteers, Lisa, Pat, and Darlene, about. Also want to thank the rest of the staff, volunteer staff, who helps put this complicated drive together. We have Cheryl Brown, Lynn Young, Jeremy Atkinson, Joan Agneta, and Michaela Wilkerson, all helping support us, helping to process the pledges once they come in to Lisa, Pat, and Darlene. So please give us a call, 649-9004. Check out the online auction at kpcw.org, and we'll be back with more of this special pledge edition of Mountain Money after this.
Hello, this is Kristen Egan of Park City Realty Group, and I support KPCW. Every day, I listen to and especially appreciate local news and weather. This has helped me live, play, and sell real estate in the Park City area for the past 14 years. I can be reached at 435-714-1067.
This is Ryan Hoffman, branch manager at Mountain West Bank.
And Brooks Harbertson, commercial lender, sponsor of Mountain Money on KPCW.
We offer several products and services for individuals and businesses, including deposit and loan solutions.
Mountain West Bank, Kearns Boulevard, next to the theater, 649-3369.
Division of Glacier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kelly from San Francisco Design, longtime supporter of KPCW. We provide a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings for a unique Park City lifestyle. Our showrooms are in Park City and Salt Lake, and both offer complete design services. We're on the web at sanfrandesign.com.
Welcome back to Mountain Money, special pledge edition. Doug Wells and Larry Warren here with Andy Miller and Mike Thurgood from the Ski and Snowboard School of Park City Mountain Resort. We're working on a challenge from Park City Mountain Resort. And Andy, I'll turn it over to you to do the honors.
Yeah.
Mr. Thurgood.
Our next guest is a man. The only thing smoother than this guy's turns on a powder day is his silky smooth radio voice, as you're about to find out. Mike Thurgood is one of our terrific managers with our ski and snowboard school, and he's got some information, like I mentioned earlier, about some of our various adult clinics and camps and academies that are actually already enrolling online now at parkcitymountain.com.
Thanks, Andy. Larry, it's good to be here. We've got a history of ski colleges and ski academies that we run every year. It's a fantastic way to tune up your skiing or riding, add to your level of comfort out on the mountain, and expand into some new terrain.
You know, we had a little pause there before you started talking. I was a little speechless, too. The only thing smoother than is turns on a powder day. Wow.
What can I say?
We got to have you here on radio more often. So tell it, you know, my neighbors love Ski College, and it's one of those things that they only talk about after it's done, and every year it's like, oh, I should have signed up for that. So give us, for folks that are in the situation like me, I kid you not, like 4 or 5 years I have missed Ski College, even though it's something that every year I say I should do. So give us the details on Ski College. When does it start? How do you find out about it? And I also understand it's the best deal in ski lessons in all of Park City.
Oh, it's an incredible deal. It's most of it's done online. We've got a couple of different dates, and we've got some 5-day and some 3-day things. Our 5 days are our early season ones, run into the first part of December. And then we've got some 3 days that are a little bit later on in the year, kind of spread throughout just a little bit.
And what is the 3-day college cost? What is the 5-day college cost?
Part of it depends on the time that you show up to participate as well. Our earlier season ones are the 5 days, and of course they're just a little bit discounted just to get everybody
out there.
Everybody in. We've got our first one that goes from December 1st to December 5th. It's $455.
I mean, that's 5 days of lessons.
That's a killer deal for 5 days of lessons. We've got some of our best staff out there that run these. You get 5 days with the same instructor, the same group.
And that's actually a lot of, you know, I have a fair number of friends that ski, but for folks that, you know, would go skiing more often if they had friends to go with, it's a great way to meet other folks to head out with for the rest of the season.
And people who are at your same level.
Exactly. We make sure that the groups are cohesive in their level and their expectations. Like you say, it's a great way to meet some people. We get both locals and destination people that want to participate.
Now, there are tons of great skiers here.
Yes, there are.
And probably...
Even our lousy skiers are really great skiers, truth be told.
Yeah, if they were in Massachusetts, they'd be great skiers, even if they're average here. But... I mean, you can learn at no matter what level you're at, no matter how good you think you are, you can always get better.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, even the instructor staff is constantly working on bettering themselves. You know, it's so easy to go out there and do the same thing over and over and just kind of get stuck in a rut. It might be a very high-level rut, but you're still kind of stuck in a rut, and sometimes just a chance to get out and be with some other people that might push you or send you down a run that maybe you haven't thought about for a long time or that you weren't real comfortable doing on your own And now you're with a group of people that are at the same level and can push you a little bit.
And that's the other thing, skiing the whole mountain. That's the other rut we fall into. We keep going to the same lifts and doing the same runs because we know them and like them.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. You just kind of, you have your favorite ones and you forget about some of the rest of the mountain and some of the secret little spots that are out there, some of the runs that might be somebody else's favorite run that you haven't been on for years.
Yeah. So what are some of yours? Favorite stashes?
I'm guilty of that same thing. I kind of get stuck in the same rut, but I do try to get out and try some different runs and experience the whole mountain. But on the way down, I think my favorite run is Silver Skis. Takes you off the top and down to the bottom there.
Especially on a day when it's been signature groomed.
Signature groom.
It's hero snow. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It's got just a little bit of a bowl shape, so on those days when we get some storms, it tends to pile up in there. So it makes it really nice.
And, you know, one place that some people don't venture into are glades. And there are so many great glades at PCMR. I think one of my favorite stashes, and it's maybe a little overlooked because it goes to a fixed grip chair, but by golly, for the right kind of snow, I'll take the motherlode trees on a great day.
Absolutely.
And motherlode trees down to motherlode triple chair is one fine, not
those
secret
fixed
stash.
Grips, those fixed grip chairlifts do have their advantages. Some of the best runs are off of those.
Well, because people tend to say, I don't want to ride a slow lift, and what they're doing is missing some of the best
skiing. And the bizarre thing is the difference between a high-speed quad and a fixed grip is on that one run, at most, is probably 2 minutes, right? I mean, it's not that long of a difference.
And you get a nice little rest coming back up mother load as well. Get those legs back so you can get right back after it.
So, lots of great places at PCMR. What age do you start kids at? How early can kids start really absorbing the lessons of skiing?
We've got our programs that start at age three, actually three and a half, and go up. We've got lessons that are geared towards all those age groups. Up through, we've got some teen programs that we run at our peak periods, and all the way up until you have to retire from it.
And do you try to start all kids on skis, or does some want to go right to snowboards?
Some of them definitely want to jump right into snowboards. With the snowboards, just
and is that okay, or is it better to get the ski skill down first?
Oh boy, now you're getting into some controversy there. It depends on who you ask.
Depends on if you ask a boarder or a skier.
Well, I can tell you logistically. Yes. I mean, my kids started, one daughter started at 18 months, the other daughter started at 22 months. Just had to do when their birthdays were. But logistically, I think it's easier to get a kid out initially on a set of skis, don't you think?
Don't you think? He's loading the question.
Because I do both. And I could have started my kids on snowboards as well. I did it on skis just because I thought logistically it seemed like an easier task to do and wait till they get a little bit older. And now my youngest does both anyways.
Yes.
But you would say no, maybe not, whichever one you want to start them
with. We've got some kids. I've seen some of the instructors, the snowboard instructors' kids out there at, two and a half, almost 3 years old that do some amazing things on a board. So I think it's just kind
just
of
got to get them with the right instructor,
a mindset, the right instructor, and a positive experience.
It's more about just having fun. I mean, when I would take my 18-month-old out, it would be on the bunny hill and one at most three runs, and then inside for hot chocolate and whipped cream, and just make it a fun experience.
Yes, yeah.
It's not about 6 hours on the hill.
No, it's about having fun and learning to develop a passion for this sport, whether it's on skis or a snowboard. Just a passion for the outside and the whole experience of being out on the mountain.
So, Mike, you ran the ski school the ski and snowboard school for PCMR?
I manage the adult products and all of the private lesson.
How many instructors are there at PCMR?
We average right around kind of about the 420 to 450 range.
It's a much larger employee force than I think most people think. I mean, that's a big number. some of those are full-time, and a lot of them are, you know, folks from our community teaching part-time as well, I would guess.
Yes.
But that's still a big number.
It is a big number. During our peak holiday periods, we actually still have days where we run out of staff. You know, we just, the demand is getting bigger and bigger every year. We try to...
Nice problem to have, right?
It is a good problem to have. We try to accommodate everybody that we can, but we do still have periods where we're just out of staff. And part of that is because we don't want to get such large groups that it diminishes the experience. So we've got all our products that we guarantee no more than five people in a group, whether that's a kids group, an adult group, a private lesson.
And that was a change that started several years ago and now has become commonplace here in Park City with all the resorts where they kind of cap how many people are going to be in a lesson. How long ago was it that you guys went to five in your class? Was that just the last couple years, or has it been longer than that?
We were the ones that started with our kids program, our Signature 5, where we limited it to five people. It had never been done in the industry. Everybody said, oh, you're not going to be able to do that. You know, you've got staffing issues, and it's just not going to work. And we were able to figure out how to make it work. And then from there, it's moved into all of our other products as well, our adult group lessons and our private lessons as well.
Okay, 649-9004, working on the challenge grant from Park City Mountain Resort. Andy, calls are coming in. Operators are working on processing several calls, and several are in already. Why don't you thank some folks?
They are indeed. We're starting to stack up here. Thanks to Rob Newey, checking in with a pledge, as well as Sandy Winsler. Sandy says she loves KPCW. She tells all her friends about it, and she's a particularly big fan of Saturday Mornings and Monica.
Great. Thanks so much.
Mike's got some here, too.
Looks like we've got one from Brad Rounds. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bradley.
We've got from Hutch Foster, and he's kind of in charge of our avalanche dogs up there at the resort. We've got Calamity Jane, Zeke, and Stella are the avalanche dogs.
So all three dialed with their paws.
Exactly.
Thanks, Hutch, and thanks to your dogs.
So looks like we've got Mr. Sandy Melville. Thanks, PCMR, and thanks, KPCW. So Sandy's one of our instructors.
Thanks, Sandy. Appreciate your call and your support for KPCW. 649-9004. Those callers have all secured for themselves, in addition to whatever they pledged for, the cobalt blue, we're calling it, anodized hot or cold beverage mug with the 50th anniversary Park City logo on it. Yours, too, if you call now, 649-9004. Only the first 25 callers get one of those. Call now and pledge for any level. You can receive certificates for dining. You can receive certificates for T-shirts here, for tickets to the Natural History Museum, where there's a great horse exhibit on now. Restaurants all over town have offered dining certificates. So please give us a call, 649-9004. It all supports public radio for Park City. Not every ski town has a station like KPCW. In fact, few do. And Andy, you have a staff of snow reporters who call in every morning.
That's right. Absolutely. We rely on you guys to help get that word out. We're very grateful.
And they let us know what signature runs have been groomed, what the groomer's choice are, what the conditions are.
Larry, do you know, do other ski towns do this, where the resorts will call in and tell us how much new snow they had and what the groomer's choice is? It's one of the quaint things of living in Park City. When I've got to drive down the hill and go to work, you know, when I can't sneak out for a couple runs, well, at least I know what's going on at the resorts. I think it's really nice that the station does that.
Well, you know, what we do here is program locally. We don't punch the button and go to NPR all day long. We love them for keeping us informed with the news at the top of the hour and a few programs on the weekends and a little bit of morning edition in the mornings. But our philosophy is this is a community radio station, and a community radio station should serve the community. And we can only do that through local news and information, and that's what we do all day long. Lost and found, once ski season hits, Boy, we'll get the lost ski poles and lost mitt and lost goggle reports.
As well as the avalanche report each and every day.
And we'll connect everybody with the right information, especially backcountry avalanche conditions and front country ski conditions and weather conditions all day so you don't over or under dress. And
I got to say, when I first moved to this town in 2006, the radio station was one of the two things. The radio station kind of blew me away, just the community service focus as opposed to the commercial focus, having moved from Salt Lake City. And then also the newspaper. I love the fact the paper only comes twice a week.
Yeah.
I wouldn't read it if it came every day, but twice a week, I look forward to seeing it.
Twice a week is enough news in this town.
I guess back in the day, it was only once a week, right?
It used to just be a Saturday-only paper, and you know, that was kind of the inspiration for KPCW way back in 1980, was local activists were just tired of waiting until Saturday to find out what happened at the Tuesday election. You had to either show up at the courthouse or know somebody who knew somebody who knew what the results were. There was no other source for news, and now every morning, every evening, there was no Rick Bruff, believe it or not. Well, he was
no
around.
No Rick Bruff.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He was around, but he wasn't reporting for us on day one, although Rick has spent more
almost
than
a
quarter
one.
Century yeah. at KPCW. So think of the depth of knowledge of our reporting staff of Rick Bruff, Leslie Thatcher, and Lynn Ware Peak. So appreciate all that they do to keep you informed. They go to all those planning commission meetings and council meetings and school board meetings so that you know what's going on, and stuff won't get by you if you listen to KPCW. More pledges?
I've got a couple more. The L section of the directory has been checking in the last couple minutes, beginning with Lynn Ware Peak, Speak of the Devil. She says she loves summer at PCMR. She loves the summer trails, and she rode to Jenny's and Tommy's Two Steps and Keystone all the way up to Shadow Lake the other day, and
that's
she loved
that's
it.
That's a lot of vertical. Good for you, Lynn.
That is. Good job, Lynn. And also my buddy Linda Jager checks in. She says she loves KPCW as well as PCMR. I will be linking up with Linda this afternoon in San Francisco, actually, help spreading the good word about everything going on here in Park City for the winter.
Lynn and Linda, thanks very much. Appreciate your calls. You'll all get 50th anniversary mugs as well as whatever you pledged for. So keep the calls coming in, 649-9004. They're ringing pretty good now, but they're still open lines, so please give us a call.
One more, Amy Regan. Thank you for calling in, Amy.
Amy, thanks so much. 649-9004. We will take a quick break and then be back to wrap up Mountain Money, the special PCMR Pledge Edition, after this.
This is Christian Bohr with the Park City Chamber Bureau. Joining the Chamber Bureau is a great investment for your business. Chamber Bureau members enjoy a wide array of benefits, including instant credibility, weekly newsletters with relevant information, educational seminars, webinars, and much more. Information on joining is online at visitparkcity.com or call us at 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Long Reimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning Family Law, lrw-law.com. Park City Nursery, we know what grows, parkcitynursery.com. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.
Welcome back. It is the KPCW Pledge Drive Day 1. Who done it? Who donated? Could it be you? It should be you, 649-9004. We are working on a challenge grant from Park City Mountain Resort here with Mike Thurgood from the Snow and Snowboard and Ski School and Andy Miller, the Communications Director, and a couple more calls have come in.
We've got an anonymous one here. It says, thanks, PCMR, for all you do for our community. You guys rock.
Excellent. Thank you.
Then we've also got Todd Delaska. Thanks, Mike, for a great job at the ski school, and Andy for all your efforts.
You're welcome.
So we've only got a few minutes left, and we talked earlier, I think it was Jim, that we asked his story how they got
Dave,
involved.
Dave
sorry, my bad. And wanted to circle back. Andy, tell us, how did you end up at PCMR and in communications?
I totally lucked into this job just over 3 years ago, thanks to, well, thanks A, basically to Twitter, is how I got this job, and B, Krista Perry. Krista, if you're out there, thank you. She hired me for, she had no reason to hire me. I had no PR or ski industry experience at all, but I loved Park City. I'd been coming out here with my family for over 20 years at that point. And so she brought me on the team. I had no idea what I was doing.
What's a Twitter connection? You came out
of TV news. Right?
I did. Yeah, I was back in Washington, D.C. for 10 or 11 years prior to coming here. Followed the resort on Twitter and just kind of ended up sort of making a connection with Krista and with the resort that way. She would come out to the East Coast for media trips, and I would get her into the studio at Good Morning America, which is where I was working at the time. And she'd be nice enough, she'd throw me a lift ticket or two when I'd come out here with my family in the winter. And that went on for a couple of years. We never met each other. And then finally we met for coffee one morning. And she said, well, I might be adding someone to my team in the summer. I don't know if you're interested. Before she could finish her sentence, I said, you know, count me in if you're looking for people who are interested in the job. And fortunately, it worked out, and I was supposed to bargain harder. You're not supposed to jump in. I know. I just jumped right in, but it's definitely the coolest job I've ever had. So I owe her a big debt of gratitude.
So I'm curious, when you told your kids, you have kids?
No kids yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a puppy.
Okay. I was going to ask, you know, what it must be like for a kid that comes out here on vacation to find out, you know, mom and dad are moving you to Park City.
And then you get to live the vacation.
It must be ecstatic at first.
I remember coming out here, I think it was third or fourth grade the first time we came out, and I'd be so sad every time we'd leave and go back home, and I would never dream that I would have ended up living and working out here, but I'm living the dream now.
So, Mike, we've got 3 or 4 minutes left. How did you get involved with the ski school at PCMR?
I kind of grew up around ski schools. My dad's been an instructor my entire life and has been at PCMR for 30-some years. Of course, when I started my career, I couldn't teach at the same resort that Dad did, so I was at one of the other ones.
Right.
And then figured out that Park City's where I want to be. So I've been at Park City, I'm going on 20-some years here at the resort.
A friend of mine, her name's Shawnee Newey, but I think her father's, I don't think that's her maiden name. But her father's been an instructor out of PCMR almost from day one, and it's definitely a young man's game. So when you get a little bit older doing that, it's my hat's off to the folks that can do that. It's great.
So yeah, we've got a great veteran staff that have been doing this for a lot of years, and always interested in the new kids coming up.
Fun thing about ski instructing is it's doctors, lawyers, it's people from all walks of life who do it. It's not just people who are scraping by on part-time jobs.
No, and it's very interesting. The more you get to know the guys and you learn their life story and where they've come from, the different backgrounds and stuff.
All have a passion for skiing.
You know, and I know we're running short on time, but I want to maybe my final thought on the ski instructing is, and snowboarding instructor, these guys are true professionals. I mean, they really are. They take their craft very seriously. They study for it. The PSIA exams are very, very difficult, both the written and the practical ones. And I don't think they get the respect that they deserve from the community. It's a tough job, and they really are true professionals. And kudos and hats off to all the ski and snowboard instructors.
Yeah, I want to thank also, in addition to Park City Mountain Resort for hosting this Challenge Grand Hour and coming in with a generous donation to KPCW. I want to thank our great sponsors of Mountain Money who are with us week in, week out, all year long. Park City Realty Group, the Mountain West Bank, Park City Chamber, the Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties, Mountain West Bank, San Francisco Design. Did I mention Iron Mountain Group? Think I might have or might not have. Okay.
Now.
And Jones, Waldo, Holbrook, and McDonough, thank you all for sponsoring Mountain Money on KPCW. And again, Andy and Mike and Dave March. But before you, I want to thank you all for coming in and fielding this challenge, Grant.
Good luck the rest of the way, Larry.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, we're off to a good, strong start. Thanks to you. You generated a ton of calls. I think we have the thank yous in. If any more come in, we will get to them in the next hour. And in the next hour, the People's Health Clinic will be hosting a community challenge grant, talking about their mission, urging those associated with the People's Health Clinic to give us a call during that pledge hour, 649-9004. Remember, also, we have a huge variety of items available at our online auction. That is at kpcw.org. Follow the tabs and get you to the auction pages there. Lots of lift tickets to PCMR still available, and all sorts of restaurant certificates. Remember, call early in the week for the best selection of pledge premiums. This is KPCW Park City, and now it's time for the news.